And what about the little bitty lamb?
The lamb. Call it a lamb. It's a lamb. It'd be on a sheep, you mean, or on the goat?
Or on a sheep, I guess.
Well, it'd be just called a lamb. The little one is a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. When it's born, why do you call it a lamb?
Okay. What about what kind of birds do they have around here?
Well, we have a lot of robins. We have a lot of blackbirds and swallows and starlings. Hummingbirds. Canaries, blue jays, magpies.
Birds are, that's one thing I really miss in the winter time, not hearing.
I do too.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice in the spring of the year when you get out and out early in the morning and hear those robins singing, chirping and making music?
Yeah.
Sure puts the spring fever in you.
It does.
It does.
It's hard around here because it'll act like spring for a day or two, and then it snows again.
Yeah, it's
frustrating around here.
Like the all summer long, they sing in the morning. People, most of the time, they don't get out early. A lot of people don't get out of bed early enough to hear them, but that's, you get out early in the morning, the day's breaking, and just as the day breaks, while you can hear them singing, it sure puts a lot of nice feeling to you.
It does. Okay. What are the, what do you call the things that chickens lay that you eat?
Eggs.
Eggs. And what's the male hog, or male pig?
Boar.
Boar. Okay. What about, what's a bronco?
It's a horse that's never been broke.
Okay. What about a female horse?
Mare.
Mare. Okay, what do you call the things that are crossed between a horse and a donkey?
Mule.
Mule. Okay, is there another name that you guys ever used?
No, either mule or donkey. A lot of people, it's hard for a lot of people to differentiate between the two. They look about the same. But they call them mules and also donkeys.
Okay. And what's...
Burrows. They have burrows. The small of them are burrows.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. What about, let's see. Okay. Now, what animals did you have on your farm?
Oh, we had cows and sheep and horses and dogs and pigs and chickens.
Just about everything, huh?
About everything.
How did you call the different animals?
Oh. You mean call them if you wanted to have them come, like you call the child?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just have them called. You have different sounds, different calls if you could call them with.
Okay.
You just yell at them. Just tell them to call, come, or they usually respond.
Did you have names for them, usually?
We had all names for all of our cows. When we had cows, we usually had names for all of the cows because we used to check them for butter fat and check them for, see how much milk they were giving, whether they were, we used to have to, tester would come and test them. We'd take a sample of the milk and send it to the, to have it tested. Just for butter fat, so we could tell about what a cow was doing.
Okay.
See whether the cow was profitable, whether she wasn't. She wasn't profitable, why you get rid of her. But we used to test them that way.
Okay.